We're going to commence our service this morning by singing together the hymn number 76. The hymn 76, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King, Peace on Earth and Mercy Mild, God and Sinners Reconciled. The hymn number 76, and we're going to keep our seats while we sing this opening hymn.
Thank you.
this stage of our service, I'm going to ask Mr. Samuel Dummigan, our Sunday School Superintendent, to come and to open our meeting in a word of prayer, and then to introduce the items by the Sunday School this morning. Thank you.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to talk to God, so all eyes closed, heads bowed. Let's pray. O God, our Father in heaven, we thank thee we can come into thy most holy presence in and through our Saviour, the Lord Jesus. We thank thee, O God, thou art a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchangeable in your being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. Thou art truth. We thank thee that the Lord Jesus Christ said, He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. Father, we thank thee, Lord, that we can gather in thy presence. We pray, Lord, for all those Sunday school children and young people. Bless them, help them, guide them through life, guide them through this service. And Lord, take nervousness away from them and help them to praise thee. And Lord, we pray for the families, undertake for the families that they come from. Lord, bless them at this time, help them, we pray. Undertake for every person in this gathering. Lord, help them, encourage them. Lord, you know what they're going through at this time. Draw near to them, we pray. Pray for the ones who are watching online. Bless, help them, be present with them too, and watch over us, we pray. Lord, undertake for every aspect of this meeting, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It is so wonderful as a Sunday school to be part of this service this morning. And I want to thank the boys and girls, especially coming this morning. And also I want to especially thank the parents of the children. Because without the parents and the guardians sending the children to Sunday school, there would be no children. But frankly, there would be no Sunday school. We really do thank thee for this. Now we have a Bible reading, and it's from Mrs. Pauline Cartwright's class, and I'll just ask them to come up to the pulpit now, please. Thank you.
Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Thank you, boys and girls. Again, John 3, verse 16 is a verse that it is most widely known Bible verse in the Bible, and it is the gospel in a nutshell. And I remember when I went to Sunday school learning John 3, verse 16, and it has never, never left me. At this time of the year, we would receive presents, again, only if you've been good, but hopefully I'll get plenty of presents this year because I've been very good. But we cannot forget, and we have to bear in mind, that the best present that has ever been given is the gift of God's only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. At this stage of the service, I'm going to call upon the clerk of session, Mr. Ian Todd, to give out announcements for the incoming week. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone. You're very welcome along to our morning Christmas service. I'd like to give a big welcome to the boys and girls this morning and to any parents that might be with us. I see a few visitors with us as well, and you're most welcome as you join with us on this Christmas service. I'd like to welcome those online as well. You're most welcome as you join with us and trust that we'll all know the Lord's blessing during this time of fellowship this morning as we listen to God's word. So let me just give a few announcements for the incoming week. First of all, a reminder about the service this evening at 7 p.m. And you're all invited back again this evening's service. The youth fellowship will be participating in, and we'd like to see as many out as possible, and you're most welcome to join us at that evening service tonight. Our minister will be the preacher tonight, the Reverend Murray, and that will be preceded by a time of prayer in the committee room three quarters of an hour before the service. So if you can join us for the time of prayer as well, you'd be most welcome. Today, just a reminder, is our audio-visual fund Sunday, when your gifts for that work will be received. The midweek meeting will be on Tuesday at 8 p.m, and God willing, Reverend Murray will be the speaker at that meeting. And the Beeline Children's Meeting have a new calendar out for 2022. These are sitting on each of the tables at the doors, and please feel free to lift as many as you like. Even adults, if you'd like to lift some of those calendars and give them to boys and girls that you might know. The Beeline Children's Meeting will be taking a break now for 3 weeks. The meetings will recommence on Wednesday, the 12th of January, 2022, God willing. And Mrs. Irwin would just like to acknowledge a gift of £100, which is gratefully received for the work of the Beeline. Next Lord's Day, the services will be at the usual times of 11:30 and 7 p.m. God willing, the speaker will be our own minister, the Reverend Murray, once again. And both those services will be preceded by the time of prayer in the committee room. Next Lord's Day will also be Let the Bible Speak Sunday, when those who contribute towards that will be able to give their gifts. There will be no Sunday school for the next 2 weeks, but it will be resuming on January the 9th. Sunday, January the 9th. On Tuesday the 25th of January, we will be having a baptismal service in our Banbridge Church. This will be instead of our normal prayer meeting and Bible study, which we normally have here on a Tuesday. And I would ask as many as are able to come along to that meeting in Banbridge. If there are some who still wish to be baptised and you haven't made that known to the Reverend Murray, please do speak to him as soon as possible. And those perhaps who have already mentioned, if you would just confirm with Mr. Murray your attendance at that baptismal service. These are all the announcements. Thank you very much.
I'm going to call upon one of our Bible class members, Mr. Ben Walker, to come to say a Bible reading, please. Thank you.
This Bible reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 7 to 14. Luke chapter 2, verses 7 to 14. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you, Ben. Now we're going to have a Sunday school taken part by singing Away in a Manger. I just want to say at this stage that there is a few boys and girls missing at the minute from Sunday school because of isolating. And remember to pray for them, we asked. And we'll just ask the boys and girls to come up now. Well done, boys and girls. That was brilliant. Now we're going to have a poem. And the title of that poem is The Candy Cane. And it's going to be read by Rebecca Watterson.
Candy Cane. Look at the candy cane, what do you see? Stripes that are red like the blood shed for me. White for my Saviour, who's sinless and pure. J is for Jesus, my Lord, that's for sure. Turn it around and a staff you will see. Jesus, my shepherd, is coming for me.
Can I just say a word of thanks to the members of our Sunday school for taking part this morning? It's nice to be able to sit down there and see your faces and it was a real blessing to my own soul, and I know to those in the congregation as well. It was so lovely in September to get our Sunday school back again because of COVID. It had been closed for a year, and so it was nice to have the Sunday school back. And I want to thank our superintendent and all of our teachers and those who go out on the buses to bring the boys and girls in. Your neighbours for the Lord are very much appreciated. We're going to sing another hymn together. We're going to keep our seats, and we're singing the hymn 81. See in yonder manger low, born for us on earth below. See the Lamb of God appears, promised from eternal years. Hymn 81, we're keeping our seats while we sing. Because the boys and girls are taking part this morning, I want to speak specifically to the members of the Sabbath School, but I trust it's a message for every one. But I was thinking, boys and girls, just in case mums and dads are falling asleep, I think we'll stand, we'll get all to our feet just for a word of prayer and to ask for the Lord's help this morning. So let's just stand and let us pray. Our gracious God and eternal Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that our hearts have been warmed and blessed this morning already. We thank Thee for the reading of the Scriptures of Truth. We thank Thee for the message that was contained in song. And we are reminded in everything that was done this morning, even of our Savior who was born. And we rejoice that He was born to be our Savior, to die upon the cross, to carry away our sins. And we thank You, Lord, for the opportunity that is ours of gathering in this fashion, even now as we think upon these very matters, that Thou would take away every distracting thought, that Thou would settle us in Thy presence. And Lord, most of all, that we would hear Thy voice. We come this morning and we say, Lord, speak. Speak for to us this day. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Amen. Boys and girls, I don't know about you, but I find this time of year a very, very busy time. There's so many things that you have to do and to get ready for Christmas this coming Saturday. I think it's even busier for my wife, because my wife, she puts up the Christmas tree and she puts on all of the lights. She also has to defrost the turkey. Now, if she doesn't get a frozen turkey, it's even worse, because she has to run and catch the turkey. She has to pull its neck. She has to clean it out. And then she has to put the stuffing in, and she's got to get it into the oven. Of course, there's one very important thing that your mummy and daddy also has to do. They have to get a present for you. Did you know that in the Middle Ages, that if you give someone a present at Christmas, you would have been arrested and you would have been thrown into jail? Now, I don't know about you, but I just love getting Christmas presents. I love getting Christmas presents. Forgot to put it up, but here's a list of all the things that my wife has to do. But anyway, I love to get presents. But boys and girls, I have noticed something over the years. And I have noticed that my Christmas presents used to start out like this, a lovely big box. But then as the years went on, the boxes have got smaller, and they've got smaller, and they've got smaller, until now, I don't even get a box at Christmas. All I get now at Christmas is a little thin envelope just like this. Just a little envelope. But don't get me wrong. I love getting this envelope. You see, this is a gift voucher. The first gift voucher ever was given for books way back in 1932. And I love this gift voucher because it allows me to go out. And it allows me to buy for myself whatever I want. I have to tell you, boys and girls, anything is better at Christmas than another pair of socks. You know, in the Bible, we are given a far, far greater gift voucher. The Apostle Paul, writing unto the Romans, he said in Romans chapter 6, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And this is the greatest gift you could ever possibly get. It's the gift of eternal life. And the Lord tells us in His Word that not only is it eternal life, that means it goes on and on and on forever, but that it is abundant life. Do you know something? I got this gift way back before you were born. I got this gift way back in 1974 when I asked the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart. And I have to tell you, boys and girls, this is the best gift that I've ever got. It's never worn out, and it brings joy to my heart and to my life every single day. And God has given you the gift of salvation. And if you haven't got this gift, I trust and pray that even today that you might receive this gift. So I want this morning, just for a little time, I'm going to pull it out here, and I want for a little time just to think about this gift voucher that I have got. The first thing I want you to notice is that it is worth £100. Can you imagine all the things that you could buy for £100? Did you? In fact, you could actually buy 10,000 penny shoes. And this is the best gift that I've ever got because, you know, it cost me absolutely nothing. But you know, boys and girls, there's an old saying, and it is that there is nothing for nothing. Because while this gift voucher cost me nothing, it actually cost my daughter £100. Now, if she worked for £10 an hour, that would mean she had to work 10 hours in order to get me this gift voucher. You see, it cost my daughter a great deal to get it for me. And sometimes people forget that while the gift of salvation is free to the receiver, it was not free to the giver. It cost the Lord Jesus Christ a great deal. In fact, the Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Hebrews and in the chapter 9 and the verse 22, without shedding of blood is no remission. And you see, in order to give you the gift of salvation, God had to give his son to go to the cross. And more than that, the Lord Jesus Christ had to go to the cross. He had to shed his blood and he had to die in order to purchase your salvation. You see, while salvation is without price to you, it was not without price for the Lord Jesus. It cost him his life's blood. You know, way back in 1778, this country went to war. Now, we weren't fighting the Germans, nor were we fighting the Japanese, but we were fighting what they would have termed the rebels in America. And the Americans' guns and ammunition running out, you know what the French did? The French stuck their nose in, and the French gave to the American rebels a military equipment which would have, in today's terms, would have been $20 billion. You know, that's so much money, boys and girls. If you had $20 billion, you could actually go out and you could buy 20,000 luxury private jets. But that was a big gift. That wasn't the biggest gift. The biggest gift that has ever been given is the Lord Jesus Christ giving himself to die for your salvation and my salvation. So I trust that you'll not reject this greatest of gifts. Christ shed his blood, he died, that you might receive salvation. But something else I want you to notice. I want you to notice the person involved. You notice that this gift voucher is not just for anybody. It's for Dad. But I have to tell you today, it's not for your dad. Because you look at it, it's from Joanna, and Joanna is my daughter. And you see, if you were to come up into the pulpit afterwards when I'm at the door and sneak and take this voucher and run down to Tesco's, it'd be no good to you because it is not for you. It's for me. And it's only for me. However, God's gift voucher of salvation is far, far greater because it's not only for me, it's also for you. We heard that verse just a little while ago read to us and was run really well. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And you notice there that word whosoever. That includes all classes of people. It includes all colors of people. And it includes people no matter what their condition is. And better than that, it includes you. Don't we sometimes sing the words of that little chorus, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are all precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
And you know, sometimes mums and dads, because they're older than you, and they've had more time to sin than you, and sometimes they might think to themselves and say, I have committed too many sins. I am too big a sinner. But you know, the Lord Jesus Christ said that he came not to call the righteous, but he came to call sinners to repentance. You see, the gift of God's salvation, it's for me, but it's also for you. It doesn't matter your past. Doesn't matter what you've done. It's for you today, if only you accept the Lord Jesus. But there's something else I want you to notice. I want you to think also about the prize involved, because you notice how much it's for. It's for £100. Now, way back in 1850, £100 went a long way. Did you know that in 1850, you could build a real swanky house for £100? I know £100 doesn't go as far today, but you know, I went down into the supermarket and I was really careful and looked at all the prices. I think I could get a big trolley full of stuff just like that. It goes a long, long way. And you know, God's gift of salvation, it's not only free, but it is full. It includes many, many blessings. In fact, Paul said in Romans chapter 14 and the verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And he reminded them that with the gift of God's salvation, there came righteousness. In other words, he would cover all of your sin. But more than that, there was peace. And there also was joy. You see, in the Lord Jesus Christ, there's not only pardon and peace and power, but there's holiness and there's also heaven. If you look up the Guinness Book of Records, you'll discover that the world's largest gift was not 10 feet, 20 feet. The world's largest gift was 151 feet and 1 inch high. Do you know this? It weighed 225 tons. And it was a gift from France, and it was a gift to the United States of America. It was the gift of the Statue of Liberty. And boys and girls, that's some gift, but it's not the greatest gift. The greatest gift is the gift of God's salvation. If only you trust him, he'll take away your sin. He'll give you peace. He'll give you joy. He'll give you assurance. And he'll give you life that will never end. And then one day, he'll give you heaven. He'll give you heaven itself. I wonder, have you got this gift? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you the gift this morning of God's salvation? But there's something else I want you to notice about my gift voucher this morning as well, is that there's a period involved. I don't know if you've got good eyesight or not. I'm getting new glasses and I'm having problems with them. I can't really see that well. I'm back in the old glasses again. But if you've got real good glasses, and I put a big red arrow, and you can see that this gift voucher is valid until the 21st of May, 2020. Can you imagine if in the month of June next year, I go down to Tesco's or go to Sainsbury's, and I fill up my trolley, and I go right up to the assistant, and I set all the goods, and I say, here's my voucher. I think she would look, and she'd put the glasses down, and she would look over the glasses, and she would say to me, do you know that it's out of date? It's out of date. And boys and girls, if that happened, I don't think I'd be that happy. I would say, well, I got this voucher. I want to see your manager. And I can see the manager coming out and say to me, well, if you had come 2 weeks ago, you could have got your voucher. You're just too late. And you know, boys and girls, there's an expiry date in regard to God's salvation. Because while it's free, it's not forever. We read away back in the book of Genesis and in the chapter 6 There the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And you remember what happened. Suddenly, the rain came, and the world was flooded. There was a man by the name of Esau, and the Lord came to him, and he offered him the gift of salvation, and he turned up his nose. He said, I prefer to hunt. I prefer my sin. Ah, when I'm old, I'll get saved. And there came a day in Esau's life when he began to think about eternal things. And then he came to the Lord. And he said, I'll take your gift of salvation now. But we're told he found no place of repentance. He left it too long. You see, while God is offering you the gift of salvation this morning or today, there's no guarantee that he'll be offering to you it tomorrow. It'll eventually run out. And could I say to mums and dads as well, don't put off the gift of salvation. While the Lord is speaking to you, while the Lord is troubling your heart, you come and receive this wonderful gift. One other wee thing I want you to notice, and that is, if you got one of these vouchers at Christmas, you might say, I'm rich. And you might go down and put it in a lovely frame, and go up and put it in the bedroom wall, and then when all your friends come in, you say, come and see this. I'm really rich. I've got £100. But boys and girls, hanging it up in your wall would do you no good. You would have to take it to the shop and you would have to claim it as your own. You see, while the gift of salvation is extremely rich, it brings responsibility. Because you have to go and you have to claim it. We're told in John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And he reminded them, if you're going to become the sons of God, if you're going to have salvation, you've got to believe or you've got to receive. You see, as well as thinking about God's salvation, there's got to be a taking of it, a trusting in Christ. And Christmas morning, you come down the stairs. You come into the tree and Mommy says, it's now time to open the presents. And your mum reaches a lovely big box to you. I don't think you would say, thank you, Mommy, and then run away. I think if you're like me, you'd grab the parcel and you wouldn't be taking off the sellotape nice and careful to keep the paper for next year. You'd just grab it and rip it off and you would say, this is mine! This is mine! You would claim it for yourself. And that's what you've got to do with the gift of salvation. Not enough to look at it, not enough to admire it, but you've got to reach out and you've got to claim it. And you've got to say, it's mine. It's mine. Boys and girls, the best gift I ever got was back in 1974. And I took the gift of salvation and I trusted Christ as my Savior. And it's still as precious to me, it's more precious to me now than it was even back then. God offers you the gift of salvation. And I trust that this Christmas, when you're receiving other gifts, that you'll receive this gift, that you'll ask Christ into your heart, and that you'll ask him to be your Savior. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for the greatest of all gifts. We thank thee for thy so great salvation. We thank you, Lord, that thou dost offer it this morning to each in our gathering. And we pray that this morning that there'll be those who will receive it and know that they have pardon and peace. Lord, be with us in the closing moments of this our service, for we pray in thy name. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing another hymn. We're singing together the hymn 84. Jesus, my Savior, to Bethlehem came, born in a manger to sorrow and shame. Oh, it was wonderful. Blessed be his name, seeking for me. Seeking for me. The hymn 84, we're going to stand while we sing this hymn, and after we sing the hymn, we ask you just to take your seats for a moment.
you take your seats just for a moment. During the past year, some of our Sunday school teachers decided to stand down, and I want to take this opportunity to publicly thank them for their service for the Lord. Mr. John Walker and Mr. George Walker have served as Sunday school teachers for many years. And as a session, we have deeply appreciated their diligence in caring for and teaching the children faithfully the Word of God. I know that they have, by their care, their words, and by their walk, influenced many young lives for good over the past number of years. They are, and they will be deeply missed in the Sunday school, and also by the children. We can never repay them for their service, but as a token of our appreciation, we would like to give to them this morning a copy of the Word of God that they so diligently taught to the boys and girls. Because of COVID restrictions, I'm not going to ask them to come up, but I'd ask them maybe after the service to come forward. But I would like to present them with this Westminster Reference Bible. The inscription reads, presented to Mr. George Walker and the other Mr. John Walker, on behalf of the members of Lurgan Free Presbyterian Church, 19th of December 2021, in grateful acknowledgement of his faithful labours as a Sunday school teacher. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labour. And we do thank our brethren sincerely for their service for the Lord. Also in September, our Sunday school superintendent, Mr. David Werner, because of health reasons, decided to stand down. I know that for David that was also a very, very difficult decision, as he has a great burden for the children, not only this congregation, but also in the wider community. David became Sunday school superintendent in September 2014. And has served in that capacity for 7 years. He gave his whole heart to the work. His love for the children was evident in all that he did. And I know that although he is standing down from this position, it has not lessened his burden for the work of the gospel amongst the children. And he has expressed a desire to help in whatever way that he can. And as a congregation, we are indebted to our brother and also to his wife for the way that they have given themselves to the work. And we know that they are deeply missed. And on behalf of the congregation, I would also like to present this copy of the Word of God and a little token of our appreciation to David for his faithful service. And we thank our brethren for their labors. Let's just bow together in a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy goodness to us. We thank Thee that for the Sabbath school and for Thy hand upon it, even through these last few years with COVID and the Sunday school having to be closed. We thank You for being able to meet again since September. And we thank Thee for the boys and girls and for the teachers and those who have recently took up position. And we pray that You would bless them, help them in their studies and as they present the gospel to the little children. We thank You, Lord, for those who have served Thee faithfully and given themselves wholeheartedly in the past and but feel the time was right to stand down. We pray, bless them, open other fields of service for them as well. We ask, O God, that Thou wouldst part us even now with Thy blessing. Take us to our homes in safety. And watch over us throughout this day, for in the Saviour's name we pray.